Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Henry Hall, J. Fred Coots, and Bing, go wigwamming, and take a musical trip to Araby. I received a nice email a couple of weeks ago from listener Alistair in Glasgow, Scotland, reminding me that yesterday, May 2nd in 1898, was Henry Hall's birthday. He was born in Peckham, South London, and as a child took up trumpet and piano lessons and played in Salvation Army bands, and while in the Royal Field Artillery, he took up the concertina. He formed a short-lived group called the Varsity Three with two violin players and then worked playing pianos in theaters. In December of 1922, he got a job as relief pianist in the Trafford Band at the Midland Hotel in Manchester and was soon leader of the band. In 1924, he took the band to the Glen Eagles Hotel in Scotland, where on June 24th, the band appeared on radio promoting the hotel's opening night. In November of 1924, the band made their first recordings for Columbia, which were issued as by the Glen Eagles Hotel Dance Band. By 1931, Hall was running 32 bands for the London, Midland, and Scottish Railway Hotel Organization and was recording for Decca. In January of 1932, Henry was invited to take over the BBC Dance Orchestra when Jack Payne left, and the new BBC Dance Orchestra made its first broadcast on March 15, 1932 at 8 p.m. In September of 1933, Hall made his first trip to the U.S., and in 1936 he was asked by Cunard to conduct a band on the maiden voyage of the Queen Mary, due to sail on May 27th. As part of the publicity, Henry wrote a special song for the trip called Somewhere at Sea, which was recorded on May 6th, sung by Dan Donovan, and which was sung by Francis Day on a radio broadcast from the ship. After 5 years with the BBC, Hall resigned in favor of touring and recording for Columbia. His last broadcast with the BBC Dance Orchestra came on September 25, 1937, and his last appearance as a bandleader was in 1969. Henry Hall died on October 28, 1989, at age 91, but not before publishing his autobiography entitled Here's to the Next Time. Listener Alistair used to be a broadcast engineer for the BBC in Scotland and remarked that nearly every studio had a copy of Teddy Bear's Picnic near the turntables to use as a test record. He suggested that and a couple of other titles for this segment. Here's Henry Hall. Thank you.
If you go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic. Teddy bear who's been good is sure of a treat today. There's lots of marvelous things to eat and wonderful games to play. Beneath the trees where nobody sees, they'll hide and seek as long as they please. That's the way the teddy bears have their picnic. Picnic time for teddy bears. The little teddy bears are having a lovely time today. Watch them, catch them unawares, and see them picnic on their holiday. See them gaily gad about. They love to play and shout, they never have any cares. At 6 o'clock, their mummies and daddies will take them home to bed, 'cause they're tired little teddy bears. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better not go alone. It's lovely down in the woods today, but safer to stay at home. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic.
Closing out our little tribute to Henry Hall was the song Henry closed most of his engagements with, Here's to the Next Time, from March 30th, 1932. The vocalist there, as in all of those recordings, was Val Rosing. Before that, it was perhaps Henry Hall's most famous recording, The Teddy Bear's Picnic, waxed September 28, 1932. Teddy Bear's Picnic was written by Jimmy Kennedy and John W. Bratton. We began with the new BBC Dance Orchestra, directed by Henry Hall, and Henry's signature song, It's Just the Time for Dancing. That was recorded in the same session as Here's to the Next Time. It's Just the Time for Dancing was composed by Roger Eckersley and was the first piece of music broadcast from Broadcasting House, the BBC's corporate headquarters and home of BBC Radio. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. A couple of weeks ago, I mentioned that in 1924, Lou Gold and his orchestra were appearing at the Club Wigwam in New York. That and the fact that I live not far from one of the famous Wigwam motels on Route 66 got me to looking for rapidly rotating records about wigwams. And you know what? I found some. Here are the Mound City Blue Blowers.
Wigwam, looking for some pom-poms, pom-pom-pom-pom-pom. won't. Looking for a rainstorm. Boom, 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 boom. Keep on praying. Keep on playing. Oh, big wig in the wigwam. Looking for some pom pom. Boom, 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 boom.
Mildred Bailey with Red Norvo and his orchestra on June 30th, 1938, and Wigwaman. Wigwaman being, of course, the present participle of the verb to wigwam. Wigwaman was written by Frank Churchill, Paul Francis Webster, Henry Nemo, and Irving Mills. Before that, we heard Marianne McCall with Woody Herman and his orchestra and Big Wig at the Wigwam from April 12th, 1939. We began that wigwam set with the Mound City Blue Blowers and Wigwam Blues from March 24th, 1925. Wigwam Blues was written by Jack Bland, Dick Slevin, and Red McKenzie. Now, there was a period in the early 20s when there were lots of records being made about faraway exotic places like Borneo, Constantinople, China, Egypt, and, of course, Araby. We which refers to the million or so square miles of desert plateau between the Red Sea and the Persian Gulf. So we're going to take a little musical trip to Araby, beginning with Edwin J. McAnally's orchestra.
They can hypnotize you so complete that you'll give them all your dough. in Harlem's Araby. The drink goes like it was tea. There's nothing in the Orient like Harlem's Araby. Thank you.
the SS Leviathan Orchestra recording for Victor in February of 1924 and Arabiana, composed by Fisher Thompson. This was an instrumental version, but there are lyrics which were written by Val Halland. Vincent Lopez and Ray Miller also recorded Arabiana in 1924, but those are instrumentals as well. The SS Leviathan was originally built in 1913 in Hamburg, Germany, and launched as the SS Vaterland. But at the beginning of World War I, it was seized by the U.S., renamed, and put into service as a troop ship by the U.S. Navy. In 1922, the ship was renovated, and in 1923, she began service as a passenger liner until 1934. Before Arabiana, we heard In Araby With You. That was Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra on January 11, 1926. In Araby With You was written by Otto Harbach and Ann Caldwell and is from the show Crisscross, which opened at the Globe Theater on October 12, 1926. It was preceded by Adrian Schubert's Dance Orchestra, credited on the label of that Jewel 78 as Dubin's Dandies, and In Harlem's Araby from January 7, 1930. In Harlem's Araby was written by Porter Granger and the vocalist was Jack Kaufman. We began with That Night in Araby from Henry Burr with Edwin J. McAnally's orchestra on October 4, 1926. Rudolph Valentino's 1921 film The Sheik inspired a bunch of Araby songs, including Ted Snyder's The Sheik of Araby. Ted Snyder also wrote That Night in Araby, inspired by another Valentino film, The Son of the Sheik. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM, 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and shamrockradio.com. Exactly 1 year before Henry Hall's birth, May 2nd marked the birth in 1897 in New York City of composer John Frederick Coots. Over the course of his career, he wrote over 700 songs, including Santa Claus is Coming to Town. His mother taught him to play piano, and after working in a Wall Street bank, his first job in music was as a pianist and stock boy in a music shop. He had his first song published in 1917 and went into vaudeville as a piano accompanist for performers including Sophie Tucker. In 1922, he wrote music for the Broadway show Sally, Irene, and Mary, followed by many others, including Artists and Models of 1924 and 25, and Sons of Guns in 1929, after which he moved to Hollywood. His movie songwriting credits include A Precious Little Thing Called Love, I Still Get a Thrill, Love Letters in the Sand, Two Tickets to Georgia, and You Go to My Head. His lyricists included Lou Davis, Benny Davis, Charlie Tobias, Sam Lewis, Haven Gillespie, and Raymond Clagas. He died in New York City on April 8, 1985. Other of his hits include She's Tall, She's Tan, She's Terrific, My Little Dreamboat, An Eye Full of You, and these.
Raccoon! Raccoon! Rock! Rock! Rock!
Princeton!
Harvard!
Cornell!
Yale!
Oh, yes, also jail.
If you go there, I'll be there soon.
Well, please don't wear that old raccoon.
Downtown to some big furrier soon to do the raccoon. Oh, they wear them down at Princeton and they share them up at Yale. Oh, they eat in them at Harvard and they sleep in them in jail. Alpha Beta, Delta Fretta. Oh, what's the matter with alma mater? Bula Bula, Why, you're a fooler. Oh, go to schooler and learn the raccoon. From every college campus comes a cheer.
Rah, rah, rah!
The season for the raccoon coats is here.
Some nights, no romance, then we met just by chance. It was the dawn of love. You were thrilled, yes I know, for your eyes told me so. It was the dawn of love.
Then I pressed you, caressed you, while stars peep above.
First kiss, what a thrill, my poor heart just stood still. It was the dawn of love. It was the dawn of love. Thank you.
in a mood for a movie or a stroll on the avenue. I may not be in a mood for a lot of things, but I'm always in the mood for you. Don't need a sky full of stars above me or a silvery moon in view. Don't need a bench in a park to ignite the spark, 'cause I'm always in the mood for you. Oh, no one else seems to interest me. Lordy, ain't it strange that very, very mention of your name, how the feeling does change. Somehow the time or the place doesn't matter. Any time, any place will do. Don't need a beautiful thing, beautiful song, beautiful romance to help me along. No, baby, all I need is you. I'm in the mood for you, yeah.
Ray Starita and his Ambassadors Band, May 23rd, 1930, and I'm That Way Over You, written by J. Fred Coots, Benny Davis, and Arthur Swanstrom. That was preceded by Fats Waller in his rhythm and the J. Fred Coots, Benny Davis collaboration, I'm Always in the Mood for You, from September 7th, 1937. Before that, it was Paul Whiteman and his orchestra with the vocal by what sounds like a law firm, Crosby, Rinker, Gaylord & Young, on It Was the Dawn of Love. That was Bing doing the whistling on that April 22, 1928 recording. We began with a J. Fred Coots, Raymond Clagas collaboration, doing the Raccoon. That was the Ben Selvin Band, the Knickerbockers, on October 8, 1928. Listener Art has patiently but persistently been requesting some early Bing, and coincidentally, today, May 3rd, marks the birth in Tacoma, Washington in 1903 of Harry Lillis Crosby, better known as Bing, a nickname he got at age 6 as the result of his enthusiasm for the Bingville Bugle, a parody of a hillbilly newsletter written by Newton Newkirk and run as a full-page feature in Spokane's newspaper, The Spokesman Review. Bing's impressive career spread across records, movies, radio, and TV, despite the fact that he never learned to read music and could play no musical instruments. Bandleader Paul Whiteman hired Crosby in 1926, along with singing partner Al Rinker. With the addition of Harry Barras, the trio became the Rhythm Boys. After leaving the Whiteman organization in 1930, Crosby sang for a brief time with Gus Arnheim's band. He was featured on radio and in over 60 movies, winning an Academy Award for Going My Way in 1944. Crosby won the Lifetime Achievement Grammy in 1962 and has been called the number one recording artist of all time. He created the first celebrity pro-am golf championship, the Crosby Open, which he hosted for 35 years, raising millions for charity. Bing Crosby died of a heart attack after finishing 18 holes with an 85 at La Moraleja Golf Club near Madrid on October 14, 1977. Here's Bing Crosby.
Thank you. spite of all offenders, I keep on thinking of you. The joy you once meant to me, just a sweet memory. I gave you my best, but you were just like the rest. You left me lonely and blue, heartbroken too. Wistful the whole day, so wistful and blue for you.
Bing's first recorded solo with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, February 28, 1927, Muddy Water, written by Joe Trent, Peter DeRose, and Harry Ridgman. Before that, it was Paul Whiteman with Bing and Al Rinker, and Wistful and Blue, composed by Julian Davidson with the lyrics by Ruth Edding. That's from Bing's first recording session with Whiteman on December 2nd, 1926, recorded at Orchestra Hall in Chicago. Listener Art wanted to hear some early Bing, and it doesn't get any earlier than October 18th, 1926, Bing's first recording session with Don Clark and his Los Angeles Biltmore Hotel Orchestra and I've Got the Girl, written by Walter Donaldson. Bing was also joined there by Al Rinker. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.